Militant chants at the funeral of the Copenhagen gunman Omar El Hussein. The young ones following the coffin wore the uniform of Denmark's ghettos, hoods, scarves covering faces, partly shaven heads, aggressive countenances. It was impossible to tell who was an extreme Islamist, who was a gang member, or who was both. The same uniforms were on display at this weekend's meeting of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the party that espouses Sharia law and dreams of establishing a Muslim caliphate. The Danish chapter is actively recruiting gang members. The fusion of radical Islam and violent criminality alarms the authorities. The Danes are trying to tell us that Islam is fine, preaches convert Yunus Kok with deep irony. All you have to do is to denounce your Islamic views and stay silent, accept their values and way of life, while the Danes kill your brothers and sisters, and then we can all be friends.
It's outrageous that they're still here, and I know that they're forbidden in other countries. They very well should be here too.
Søren Espersen is the foreign affairs spokesman for the right-wing Danish People's Party that, according to the polls, is in line to be the main coalition partner of the next government after this year's election.
I think that the various ministers of justice have failed because in our constitution it says that those kind of groups that work for violence and push for violence should be closed.
A question for Hizb ut-Tahrir spokesman Elias Lamrabbit.
You as an organisation have got a history of taking on young gang members. Aren't you actually responsible for radicalising some of the more violent members of this community?
You have young people who are fascinated by the Hollywood and popular media. They're fascinated by this American gangster subculture, and that is what makes them violent. And at the same time, you have politicians making policy against the Muslim world and their foreign policy, attacking Muslim lands and participating in the American invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq and so on. And at the same time, you have an integration policy, a so-called anti-radicalization policy here in Denmark, where you basically attack Muslim values and want to prevent Muslims from practicing their faith as they want to.
This is Danish-based Imam Abu Bilal in full flow at a mosque in Berlin last summer. In this key passage, Abu Bilal says, "Allah destroy the Zionist Jews. They are no challenge to you. Count them and kill them to the very last one. Don't spare a single one of them." Abu Bilal is a regular speaker at a mosque in Aarhus, which it's claimed has been responsible for encouraging over 20 young men to go and fight for the Islamic State. German prosecutors have asked a judge to charge him with inciting hatred. It carries a potential jail term of 5 years.
When you say words like kill people, encouraging people to do it, I think there, of course, should be some consequences.
One of the mosque's fiercest critics is Fatma Öztürm, a moderate Muslim and member of parliament for Aarhus.
We know that the young people are visiting the mosques and they are listening to the religious leaders. So it's very important that people who are talking about religion can talk about peace and harmony and integration, not about hate and killing people.
Another key question for Hizb ut-Tahrir spokesman Elias Lamrabbit.
What is your message to the Jews of Copenhagen who feel especially vulnerable?
I don't feel responsible to have a specific message to the Jews of Copenhagen, and I'm not certain that they are, in fact, especially vulnerable compared to many other people. So I don't really have any comment to that question.
How can you say they're not vulnerable when...
I said I don't have a comment to that question.
Is that because it's too difficult for you?
No, not at all. It's because I think this interview is over. Yeah.
Countering the implacable rhetoric of Hizb ut-Tahrir is one of the biggest challenges Denmark faces as it strives to ensure there are no more funerals.